This meeting is now being recorded.
Hey, thanks everyone again for joining today's call. We are just 1 week before Copenhagen meeting, and as you can see in the agenda, we are still continuing the work that we started a while ago. As usual, we will start with the review of action items to see if we have any follow-up on that. And then we move later to the review of the draft report and try kind of highlight maybe some issues, but also I think we need to discuss about the way to move forward and to try to make more progress. And we have one item under the any other business that we would like to get the subgroup feedback on it. So as a review for the action items, the first one was about sending the questionnaire and to make a call for consensus. The deadline was the Friday, I think this today, 12 p.m. UTC, and I was told that they should maybe avoid such timing to avoid any confusion. But the deadline already passed, and the only comment was just to make a few. Bernie, I think it's 12 p.m., so I'm not mistaken. Should be already passed. It's not 23:59, so. Okay. After the deadline, we will have to send. Maybe you are talking about the deadline for submitting to the plenary. Or talking about our own deadline to kind of the consensus regarding the questionnaire. So yeah, that's good to clarify. Since there was no objection and just a small edit to add one element of diversity that was missing in the list, I will update the questionnaire and just send it again for information and send to submit it for a plenary. Here a question for you as a term of process, Bernie. To whom we should send exactly as a matter of procedure?
A list or staff, if you send it to staff, we will distribute it to the list.
Okay. Thanks for this. So, yeah, we'll send it later before the deadline. Other than that, we get the report from Chris and was distributed in the list. We can discuss that later when we have time. And so that's basically the action items we had, and we got follow up for that. So let's move on to the draft report. In the last call, we spent some time to discuss about the section regarding diversity of skills. The document was updated with the text from Judy. And Sebastian start to adding some explanatory text there, or what we call a chapeau. So I would ask everyone to review that part and check if we are fine with what we get now or not. Still, we also discussed it last time about reference to the non-discrimination provision that still need to be elaborated and we need more text, but we have a placeholder in the document, so we can go back to that later. Before going to substance, I would like maybe here to raise some questions and get feedback from the subgroup members. Is that we need to see how we can really move forward in terms of the draft. I think we the last call we spent some time in just really few paragraphs, but we get, I think, a kind of time constraint in terms of delivering the initial report as soon as possible. And so we'd really ask here what you think it's the best way to move forward, what kind of approach we can follow for that purpose. Okay, so maybe I should elaborate more. So we get some comments and some suggestions, but what do you think is the best way to resolve that? Should we like trying during the call to kind of highlight some paragraphs as we tried before and try to work them out during the call and then just to confirm in the mailing list to see if there is consensus, or we just keep trying to work more kind of between the calls and remind people to give comments and inputs. And to see how, I mean, or there is kind of expectation that co-rapporteur to take the lead and to add text, resolve the any comments and so on. So trying here to see what you think is the best approach and see how we can really try to make progress in the coming weeks. Any comment it will be really welcome. Yes, Avery, please go ahead. Avery? I think you are still muted. Yeah, sorry, Avery, we cannot hear you at all, so I'm not sure if it's what the problem, if you are joining through, how do we connect on phone, but we cannot hear you. So I'm not sure if it's just me. Okay, yeah.
Okay, I've gotten muted. Can I be heard?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, so sorry. Called on my phone because that supposedly works better, but then I lost the screen. I think that in terms of, I'm trying to be clear on this because it's been so many. This is still a document that needs its first reading, correct? And this is a document that's sent for a reading in Copenhagen. Correct me if I'm wrong, jump in, but basically, I mean, my recommendation is that as rapporteur, and this is what I've been done in other groups, is as rapporteur at this point, given that you've got 11 hours, that you basically talk during this meeting any of the issues that are really hard, perhaps a quick walk through page by page, but then you basically render them down, accept, not accept, go forward, perhaps include a couple notes about issues that are still under discussion, would benefit from wider discussion, and that you basically, you know, put out a rapporteur's document. you know, that can be discussed in Copenhagen. We would get comments on it, and then we'd go back to our discussion in terms of fixing it before it's up for reading. I don't know that we have to reach full consensus. So I don't ever have to reach full consensus, that we have to reach ICANN consensus on every town. Realizing that this document will go through several consensus processes. It goes to the plenary, it gets comments, et cetera. In fact, it goes through the plenary, then comes back here, then goes back to the plenary, then goes out for comments, et cetera. We really just have to get sort of an initial document from the rapporteur's perspective that lists most of the issues and where there are still open ones, shows what they are, and then get it out into wider discussion. So I really think there's a lot of rapporteur prerogative that you could take in final half day. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Avery. I think that's quite clear about the expectations. So we can ask our co-rapporteurs list issues and try first to share them, in, I think, in the mailing list, so everyone will be aware about them, and we can discuss them during the calls, say, trying to see if we agree or disagree, or what we maybe suggest as the tweaking and change. So I think we can go with that formally. And I see that Bernie is rising his hand. Yes, Bernie, please go ahead.
Just to be clear, because I was getting a flavor from Avery that this document, the main document as opposed to the questionnaire, could be going to the plenary for comments. And currently that's not on my list of things for the agenda of the face-to-face meeting. So if you're planning to do that, I would need to know now so we can adjust things. Currently we are planning updates from all the groups that are not presenting anything else, and that does not include diversity because you're presenting the questionnaire. But if you do also want to present this document for questions, I would need to know so we can advise the co-chairs. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Bernard. Yes, what we're submitting for the plenary for next week is the questionnaire, and not the report. We are still working on that, and I don't think we can make it anyway by that time. So, yeah. So, okay, I guess... it's not necessarily premature, Avery, but I think that give us kind of a clear, indication or more pressure that we have to deliver something soon to share with the plenary to get input and feedback. So I that's why I wanted really to raise these questions, to avoid that we kind of, you know, spend time for some time just discussing maybe issue here and there, but not necessarily making that kind of quick progress to have something in a decent shape to share with the plenary that we can comment. So not necessarily really to tweak everything, but at least something that is kind of, I'm not sure to find the right word, but something presentable. Yes, Bernie.
If you do want, I mean, right now I'm building the agenda for the plenary, and so we've got a slot for the questionnaire, which you can run to. If you also want a slot for an update on your main document that you're working on, so you can ask some questions, they'll probably we could make a 10-15 minute slot available for that. Just let me know.
Thanks, Bernie. I personally, I don't want to commit because I will miss the meeting, unfortunately, next week, and I should check with Fiona before, since she will do the presentation. So. Okay.
All right, just let me know either way.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, Sebastian, that's a good question. I think it can be our goal to get a second version, something clean, and to fix the first comment we get, and to do kind of, you know, quick formatting and so on. So maybe what do you think the best kind of, let's agree maybe in some target date, so that give us kind of to way to focus and to make progress. Bernie, I see that you're still raising your hand. I'm not sure if it's an old or a new hand. Okay, thanks. Okay. Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafik. I have the impression that we can still have some possibility to work within this group for enhancing the document. And I am not 15 minutes in a plenary. Will help a lot in the discussion, but it's your call. My suggestion is that before next call, the rapporteur publish a new version of the document, a new draft version, and that we take that as a basis for discussion during our next call. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Sebastian. So I think the next call after Copenhagen, it will be the 24th of March. Is I think in three weeks. So okay, depends how much we will be busy during Copenhagen and how much we will recover from the Copenhagen. But I guess some pressure will be really helpful, I guess. I see some comments with regard some from Lucius suggesting that it may be useful to get feedback from the plenary, but I mean, I think it's about perfect paper for now, but the question, I mean, having 50 minutes, how much really we can get input and so on, but can that's maybe discuss with Fiona, but unfortunately I don't think she is on the call now. She's having some connection issues, but can discuss about that and see what the best way forward to move forward. Okay, we'll see if we should have kind of an update for Copenhagen or not, for the planning in Copenhagen or not, and also working toward the second version of the draft. Okay. More work to come, but I guess that what we committed for from the beginning. Okay. Back to the document. So while we spent time in the beginning, in the first part, to describe the elements description of the issues and the elements of diversity. I guess that's kind of, we can hopefully fix that in the coming days based on suggestion we get, and then we can see if there is anything pending that they need kind of wider group discussion, and to see what's the maybe the best, not the best, but where we can build consensus there. With regard to the part that I think still really need a lot of recommendation, and here it's kind of maybe we need to think in how we build that section, which is about the recommendation. That's, I think, what's kind of expecting from us. So what we get for now is just a few really small set of basic recommendation. The first one was about having an office of diversity, and there are some suggestions there. So that's something we have to discuss. There is also some, maybe, if I'm not sure if everyone saw that. That's at the end of the document, and there were some few recommendation, and there was no comment or discussion yet. So I think maybe it can be an opportunity to have a look at them and to start to see, to get some feedback on them. So if I will share them in the Adobe Connect, just for reference. So sorry for the formatting. I mean, that's the problem with Adobe Connect. So the first suggestion is to establish a minimal diversity requirement for panels during events organized or funded by ICANN, and say that sessional panel of more than four participants should include speaker from only one ICANN region. No panel of more than four participants should include speaker from only one gender. Inclusion of 3 to 5 diversity enhancement target metrics. I think that's something maybe to be elaborated. In the 5-year strategic plan as one of the key strategic initiatives, such 5-year targets could be, for instance, ensure Africa and LAC each represent at least 15% of ICANN community leadership, gender balance within ICANN.org leadership should be aligned with ICANN.org staff gender balance overall, aim for a more gender balanced ICANN board, include the enhancement of diversity within the scope of structural reviews of SO and ACs, include the enhancement of diversity within the scope of HRT review. I can understand this as kind of I think it's kind of, I think this is really let's see them as kind of strawman, if I can call them the kind of strawman proposal, and they need probably a lot of discussion and tweaking. But just I think this to be shared with all of you, so you are aware about that were added in the recommendation lately. So as you can see, there are still a lot of to be done at the recommendation. This may be a question here is how we should develop or elaborate the recommendation, what the best approach to, and to link that to what we described before in the document. Any comment or question about this? Okay. Thanks, Lucius. For we can add that thing to the document. I mean, we should put all the kind of rights that and to refer to what we get from ICANN staff previously, and also other source of information. Okay. Seeing no one in the queue, and since we are still in the recommendation section, and shared that new part that was added, so everyone should be aware about that, and so she or he can review it later. But maybe to go back to the first recommendation about diversity office, and maybe here to kind of put Sebastian on the spot. Sorry for that, Sebastian, but I think maybe because you shared in the wider CCWGDs about the idea of about your paper regarding all the suggestion of offices, and you suggest one of them, in community office. So how you see that it's kind of related to the diversity office, or something separate, or maybe just so we can kind of try maybe if in, try to see how would that fit with the current suggestion.
Thank you, Rafik. Sebastian Bachelet is speaking. The paper was sent to the plenary participant and observer list, and the idea to discuss this issue, what is the current situation with the Ombuds Office, with the future Plains Office, and what about a third office I call, for the sake of the conversation, a community office, but it could be another word. And why I came with this suggestion is that, in fact, we were trying within the Ombuds group to see what can fit in the new request from Workstream 2 within the Ombuds office, and some of the requests we were able to put them easily with the Ombuds office, but some other are quite problematic with the question of, with the way of the Ombuds is working, about confidentiality, when he can intervene in the process, and so on. And some other action are more a place where we need to follow what is happening, and it's not too much the role of the Ombuds to look into detail what are the statistic about gender equality, about diversity, about other possible topics. Some can be done there if we decide, but I had the impression that maybe third office with specific duties could be one way forward to be taken into account. And one of the proposal is to have, in some cases, it's difficult to know who will take care of something, or if it needs to be taken care by one and after the other and after the third one, and we can have some coordination between the three. And the third office, if we decide to create one, could be under the leadership of the community, the Empower community. The Ombuds, it's under the board decision, and the complaints office, it's within legal staff and within staff. But really, I am not going to say that's the solution. I would like to have this as a discussion to see maybe somebody else will have a good idea on how to solve the various issues, but at least I wanted to put on the table this proposal. And from my point of view, yes, if we create this third office, one of the targets of this office could be the diversity office. But once again, it's really for discussion. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sébastien. Okay, since it's discussed now at the level of the CCWG and so it's still up to us at the level of subgroup to think if we just maybe we kind of work on the requirement for diversity office role or mission, and then how it's implemented, it's within a community office or any other, let's say, form or structure, should be okay. But I guess that we have to clarify in our recommendation what are the requirements and the expectation in terms of mission and role for that office. And Lejuice in the queue, and she asked me a question. Okay. Yes, Lejuice, please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, okay, good. Sorry, I didn't know if I was still on mute. I got some questions also in the board call that we had yesterday about what exactly the role of such an office would be. And of course, I couldn't answer it because I think it's still trying to crystallize out, but it would be extremely helpful to get an idea from the group of whether this would be about just measuring and identifying, or to say it less diplomatically, kind of naming and shaming, say that these guys have done it, but these guys haven't. This person's, authority would need to be accepted by every single SOAC, by the whole community to do this. So that, I think, is a key question. What would be the added value, or is this something that the different parts of the community could be doing by themselves? And I think the concern that some have is that if this is something which has to be pushed by one person or by an office, when it is, of course, something that hits every single part of the community. Also, it's hard to have people in leadership positions if you're not already making sure that your own meetings are inclusive and diverse. So it really starts at the bottom. How do we make sure that it works, that we fill up our pipeline with diverse talent, when this person will only be, or this office will only be, looking at the very concrete ICANN context, when so much, of course, is happening in the community itself. So I think that's one question. And the other one, of course, that people are concerned about is what would be the budgetary implications, especially if it would be a staff member who needs resources, et cetera. And where would that money be coming from? The usual question then is that if we add something to the budget, you know, where are we either cutting something away? Are we removing another position somewhere? So these are, I think, really fundamental questions that will also come up, will keep coming up also, I think, in the CCWG, if this is the path that the group wants to go on. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Luzvis, and thanks for the feedback from the board. I mean, it's quite interesting that they are already aware about this this recommendation, because it's still under discussion, and as you raised at several points, it still need a lot of work and clarification, because it's kind of now still at the kind of level of strawman, because it needs tweaking. I understand that at least SESH office will gather and publish the data, because as it was raised before, there was kind of difficulty to find and to consolidate and compile all data regarding diversity. So it can be first step for that, because we need to collect the data, and that's one why we had that kind of the input from the public responsibility division with Ergis, and also asking Chris about how data are collected in the different space within ICANN, and to see how we can improve that. There is also the suggestion about maybe the office to take the kind of the lead to the diversity criteria, or establishing diversity audit and so on. This is maybe also raises questions about its relation to our role also, because we start to think about the element of diversity and so on. So I think there are all legitimate questions on how that can be implemented, and what's the role of the community or the staff or the organ, all parts in such structure, how they can participate and so on. So I think that that really need a lot of working here, and that's why we need such comments. So I think we should take note of this and try to think how we can clarify that. Just speaking, that's from my understanding of from the recommendation. So it was not coming from the co-rapporteur, but just to reason that. Lucius, you wanted to make a further comment, or that's an old hand? Okay, thanks. Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, Sebastian Bachelet speaking. The question about what will this office be doing, how will it be done, it's something we need to discuss further. But the first step was to gather data, and if there is no data, how we can improve the data collection, and what are the results, and then what we can do with those data to enhance diversity within the full organization, the full system, the ICANN. Luzevis, you are the messenger that don't take for you, but it's not time to discuss what is the cost, or if you want to start this discussion, and I talk, if the board want to talk about that, I would like to be sure that somebody takes the same care of discussion for the creation of the complaints office. Yes, there will be a question of budget. Yes, but I am not sure that the creation of the complaints office was scrutiny like it is now for this. And it's not the first time I heard about that, what is done in Workstream 2, what is the budget, where it will come from. I guess we will have to discuss that, but it's not the right time. For the moment, we are trying to find what is the need for the organization, for ICANN, to enhance accountability, and here to enhance diversity. And then when we will have all the requests, then we will be agree on what to organize for Workstream to work. Yes, the question of the discussion about budget will need to happen, but it's too early from my point of view. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. Yes, Avril, please go ahead.
Thank you. Speaking. And I very much appreciate the comments we've made. And perhaps when we're talking about office, we've moved slightly too far in the implementation. We're really talking about diversity function. But one thing that also occurred to me while talking is that there is a sort of duality in this dysfunction as we're talking about it. When you say diversity office to a corporation, especially a regular vanilla corporation, which sometimes I think the org part of ICANN is trying to conceive itself as, but if you take a vanilla corporation, the diversity office is about diversity in employment, diversity of opportunity and promotion, and so on. And that is an important thing, ICANN. But by and large, I think the look we took is when it comes to the staff or ICANN organization, they're pretty good at it. You know, we need to see figures. We need to know more. But that, and then there's the diversity amongst the community participants, the community leadership. And that truly is more a function of our work than of our work as ICANN, the community, ICANN, the trinity of the open board, but ICANN, the community, in terms of how to get that together. Now, in terms of organizing things like that, we then come back to the ICANN org or staff notion of them having groups that enable and support us. They have functions that enable and support us to achieve. And I expect that in each of the people that or groups that have a function to help the community achieve things, they have the goals they are measured on and their success rate. So perhaps when we're discussing this policy function, we need to break out duality and start looking at that function in terms of our needs. Something goes into perhaps policy group or some such group that works with us to help us achieve our goal and start looking at it in two senses. I think it's critical that we have a recommendation for a policy function within the staff, perhaps for the staff on reason, but certainly for helping the community that is involved in policy to achieve the diversity goals. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery. Just to kind of quick comment, I think most of us have time to hear you correctly. It sounds that the line is quite bad, but we try also to kind of refer to the notes we have from your comments. So if you want to add also in the chat, it would be really helpful just to avoid any misunderstanding. Yes, Lucius, please go ahead.
sorry, I tried to put it in the chat, but I wanted to make sure that that I was understanding it correctly. I think that there are a lot of corporations, businesses, et cetera, who have a diversity office or a diversity policy or a diversity officer, but that pertains to staff members and to employees. That, of course, is something that we can already easily take care of when it comes to the ICANN staff. And if I understood Avery correctly, and there was a sound challenge, I think the focus is, the question is, how do we get the community to become more diverse? And I think that if it would be an ICANN staff member, there's no way that SOs and ACs would say, oh yes, please, you know, come give us a speech about diversity or tell us how to improve it. Maybe, you know, to exchange expertise as partners. But I thought that the idea was that it has to be coming from the community and for the community rather than from the organization, from the staff, in order for this to work. And I think that's really a key distinction to make. So the examples that there are from businesses or corporations who have a diversity officer, I think we should be very careful with using those as an analogy, because when you have a board, a CEO, staff members, employees, that's quite an easy model to work with. Our model is unique because no part of the community is going to accept that another part of the community lectures it. I think it has to come from inside. You have got to want it. And this is where I think we're going to be doing a lot more evangelizing and persuading and bringing people on board. And I think the key question is, how do we achieve that? And then... Once we know how we're going to achieve that, then the question is, do we need to hire extra people in one way or another in order to do that? But I think it's important to focus really hard on, how to actually get there. And I think it was it Mathieu who said, I agree with Mathieu. I think people are interested in enhancing diversity. And structural reviews are one way of doing that, of course. But from my experience, and I've worked with this for a really long time, is that you have to really internalize diversity thinking into all parts of your organization. So it has to be part of the leadership. It has to be part of the pipeline. It's how you develop young talent. It's creating an inclusive atmosphere. It has many, many different aspects. And it only works successfully if people actually believe in it and there's a lot of support. And that's why I think one of the key questions to ask is, creating an extra position or making an office or an officer, is that really the way forward? Looking at the uniqueness of our community and the uniqueness of our structure, that's really the key question I would like us to keep thinking about, because it's the result that matters in the end. Thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Just maybe a small comment. As a software engineer, I kind of always doubt that the problem we are fixing are unique. I mean, we are not reinventing every time, but we are trying to learn from previous experience. But I think we have to get all this kind of difference and to have that in mind in term of what we suggest as solution. I guess to think, maybe really to think, what kind of function we can list all possible function, and then we can go through and see what it really kind of respond to the needs of the community. And we can define the role and to see also how the community will be involved. It's not just maybe the word office can be misleading here, and we don't know how many staff and so on, but to think how maybe such structure, whatever we will end up, how it work, including the organization and the community in turn to advocate and improve the diversity within ICANN. So, a lot of challenges and questions to respond, but kind of positive and optimistic here, we will find out how to do that. Yes, Mathieu, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Rafik. And thanks, Ruzvi, for bringing this very interesting feedback from the board members group. I think that's extremely valuable in actually helping refining. I think the proposal for an office is suffering from the fact that it appears as the first proposal, while it should only be conceived as one step of a more general approach. And if Rafik will certainly circulate again the section about the various recommendations, but it cannot start with an office, obviously. And I fully understand the reaction from the board members on that. It starts with a goal. It starts with diversity being officially a goal, a part of the strategic plan, with specific initiatives, such as the ones you mentioned, Lucifer, which I fully support, specific targets. And then there are tasks in order to track progress, in order to share best practice, that will need to be filled by the ICANN staff, because it's not going to be filled by the volunteers in a sustainable way. And I think that's where what we've been calling the office so far, and probably needs to change its name, is going to fit. So my suggestion would be that we look at the whole set of recommendations, probably put on top the ones that are more inspirational, and make sure we explain that the idea of an office or a function or whatever we call it is only part of the system we're putting in place in order for ICANN's diversity to be enhanced, and that we are tackling several aspects at a time, and this function is only there to support the initiative. And obviously the leadership of this initiative needs to come from the community, needs to come from the board, needs to come from the executive leadership of ICANN. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Mathieu. And this time we can start probably with the objectives and then move to recommendation. I mean, it's how the recommendation will achieve those objectives, and probably, as you said, changing the order, so we don't just focus on the office. The office, it will be maybe a mean or a tool to carry the recommendation or to achieve the objectives that we set in the document. Okay, thanks, Mathieu, for kind of getting us back to on track. And we have 5 minutes left in the call. So, seeing all these comments and back to the discussion about getting a second version, I think that the challenge and the task for us at Copa Rapporteur to get that and try to work out those details in the document and get a new version soon. But in the meantime, any input in you, I mean, direct input or comment in the document will be really helpful. So it can be challenging to go back and forth between the note, transcript, and the document. So, okay, since we have really short time left, we have under any other business kind of an item to discuss with the subgroup. So, few days ago, we got a request, and I mean the co-rapporteur about asking for interpretation service for our calls. So I think it's for us as a group working on diversity to live up to that, and also because there was some comment that since we are only using English, it's a barrier for many participants or people who want to join us. And so we are discussing here as to make kind of a formal request to be discussed, to be sent to the to the plenary and the CCWG at the wide level to ask them to approve to discuss and approve this request. So if we want to get this under discussion, we should do this by today, by the deadline. I'm looking forward about your comments here, so if we can get quick buy-in so we can move forward to share this with for the plenary. Okay, nobody in the queue and no comment in the chat. okay, so sorry, Lodges, I'm not sure to understand your comment here. You good? Yes, please go ahead.
So I think the important thing is that once there's, let's say we do interpretation in whatever, French, Arabic, and Chinese, then, because normally we don't have it, I think a lot of people who would like to participate, if they knew there was interpretation, may not be aware of the fact that there's interpretation. So then if we just have the interpretation and no one uses it, it's a waste. So I think the parallel, the corollary to actually having the interpretation is to also advertise quite widely in those languages that we are having it and to encourage people from those languages to join, because otherwise, you know, we're just going to have the interpretation and not have anybody actually benefit from it. So I think it has to be a package, and I don't know how that's been done in the past, but otherwise it's almost like we have an experiment that is doomed to fail. Because if I'm, whatever, you know, an Arabic speaker and I would love to join this call and I don't know that they're actually doing it in Arabic, well, then what's how will I know? And then we say, oh, well, nobody used it and it will be discredited even though it didn't have a fair chance. So how is that going to work in practice?
Okay, thanks, Osvis. Yeah, I mean, it's a fair point. We need to promote that if we get that service, and probably maybe making it kind of official and so on, and to share it widely. Yes, Bernie, I saw your hand, so please go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry, just want to be clear on this. I think the... You know, we're early days on this. It has to be discussed by the plenary. And it would be good to specify what you're asking for. I mean, I know we're asking for interpretation. Are you asking for interpretation of all the languages? I mean, part of the reality here is that cost will be a consideration. If you're asking for five languages at every meeting, that has an impact on the cost, and that will have an impact on what the plenary will consider. So, and I would just like to add in there that right now there is no budget on this. So if there is an idea that we are going to go for this, we would, and the plenary approves it, then that has to be a request, which further has to be approved by ICANN, because that's under the ICANN responsibilities. So please, if you're making this request, please be specific so we can actually wrap some kind of framework of what is being asked and then look at if it can be provided. Thank you.
Thanks, Benny. I guess we can make maybe a quick pull later on and to ask what language, but my understanding from the person who sent the request, the suggestion was to get French and Spanish at least as language, but I assume that if we by trying to provide that within the subgroup, people may feel that should be include other language. So I see also, Avri, you are mentioning about that experiment that we did, which was, I think, a pilot project for the ALAC to have that captioning. So that's an experiment, but I hope that kind of that pilot become kind of an existing service. So I think it depends on the outcome of that. That's what ALAC tried, but I'm not sure if we can benefit or not, or I mean for the in future. So yes, Luis, I see that your hand is raised, so I'm not sure if it's an old or new hand, but please go ahead. Okay.
I was muted. No, I think it's obviously the point about the costs is very, very important. But at the same time, if we don't start to experiment with the languages, then we will not really know if it's worth it or not. So I think it needs to be presented very carefully, very thoughtfully. We need to make sure that everyone is fully aware of the cost and the resource implications. But if any group is going to start trying to see if we can increase diversity by having more languages, I think the obvious place to start would be this group. And if, as Renata has put in the chat, having Spanish, would help people participate more, then that is something we could experiment with. Of course, the French GAC member would ask for French, right, Sébastien? I mean, that's tradition. But then let's actually see how many more French speakers join. And I think with all of this, if we don't experiment, if we don't try to make our meetings and our calls more accessible, we will never know. This, I think, could be one of the things where our experience we could then share with other parts of not only WorkStream 2, but, I mean, obviously other parts altogether. This is making a very personal comment because, I'm a board member, I'm a member of the finance committee, but so I can't pledge anything in that regard. But personally, I would definitely take it upon myself to try to explain that the costs are something that, we need to start to deal with. If we really want to take this seriously, and if we don't experiment, we will never know whether it's worth the money or not.
Okay, thanks, Lucius. I mean, it's kind of, the problem if we don't start the interpretation, so we don't get people to join, and should we wait for people to join to start the interpretation? But okay, so let's first maybe having a pool within the subgroup to see what language people are asking for. I mean, maybe it's just really a small set of language at the end, depending of the current current composition. We make the request with those language. And that will be discussed anyway at the CCWG level, and to see with regard the budget and so on. And if we get that, we need to publicize a lot and make encourage people to join the subgroup, highlighting that we have this new service, and see how that will impact the participation, so we can have better stats, and maybe we can ask people when they join about what are their native language and so on, see if they are using or not the interpretation. So can do that. Okay, so kind of reminded that we are really over the call, and myself, I have another call to join. Thanks, everyone. Okay, Bernie, I'm not sure. You want to say something or just...
Yes, just a quick one. Since the ask is fairly simple, if you want to take a few more days past the deadline for plenary stuff, you know, I think that would be okay if it will allow you to shape your request better. So if you can get us something for early next week, Monday or Tuesday, that is a, you know, a better defined request than just we request interpretation, then I think that can still, I think the co-chairs will probably look on it favorably to go to the meeting on the 10th. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification. I think we can do that and see quickly. I mean, a quick pulling and see what are the reactions. Okay. Thanks, everyone. I don't want to keep you more in the call. Thanks for all those comments. And let's continue the work in the mailing list and the Google Doc, and we take all your comments and try to respond to them in the document. And so thank you, and see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.